On Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev Tavshin Emhei, the Rebbe strongly encouraged that for the upcoming Sudas Heira of Reish Chodesh Kislev, L'chaim should be said on water. In lieu of L'chaim, I will be Mekayim that Heira to say L'chaim on water. L'chaim, L'chaim. Verbrengen mit Papierlach, das ist nicht. There's a story told about a chassid of the Alter Rebbe who was sent on a mission by the Alter Rebbe to try to influence those who are not yet chassidim to begin learning chassidus and become chassidim. However, the chassid needed to go under disguise of being an oil mishe. And often, at that time, a magid was the appropriate venue to try to get into those communities. But the misnagdim were somewhat concerned. They were choshed, whether b'kshedim or not. So they asked this fellow, tell me, what do you think about this latest, newest group, the Hasidim? Oh, the Hasidim. You know what the difference is between us and the Hasidim? We think a whole day about the Eibishte. Hasidim are busy all day thinking about themselves. Das ist ein von unserer Chevre. Is that good? Okay, go up and speak. Der Magid goes up and delivers Adrasha Kamesha Kosov all about Hasidus. They call him up afterwards, they say, was ist das? Why did you lie to us? Did you really mean that Hasidim think all about themselves? And the others think about the Eibishter? Well, let me explain, Zachter. You have to understand that to a chassid, elikus is v'pshitus. There's no shilas whatsoever. What is left to wonder in this scenario where elikus is v'pshitus, do I exist? Is my reality a reality? The Eilu Mishere, on the other hand, their Metzius is Pshitus. Their Shaila is, who is a greater reality? My reality or the Eibishter? Trachten Sie ein ganzer Tag wegen der Eibishter. Kapimei Dvorim Amurim. It's Erev Yom HaKadosh Gimel Tammuz, and there are two realities that exist simultaneously. On one hand, memories of the past come up. Es gibt ein Zitter zu trachten, that Gimel Tammuz is coming up. We start thinking, where were we? Gimel Tammuz Tavshun and Dalet, when we received the Yediyah HaMahavhila. We start thinking what has transpired in the last 13 years. The Choshech Kofel U'Mechupel. The Harem Shelo Hoysa Dugmasa B'Yisrael. Since Gilui Teres HaBashem Tov. And we start wondering, how can we continue to exist? On the other hand, The Rebbe prepared us very well, teaching us more than any other Rebbe has done before, that the concept of Mazarei Bachayim Afu Bachayim, that the concept that Tzadiko Di Ispater Ishtakach Bekul Amin Yatir Bechayayu is not merely a Maimer HaZoyer or a Maimer Chazal, but rather it is a reality. And to a certain extent, when we think about it in certain honest perspective, it is not just a matter of belief, but if we take a look and we see the exponential growth of Lubavitch over the last 13 years, there is no other conclusion but that hu b'chayim and yater mebachayim. Aber, is this a nechama? The Alter Rebbe wrote a letter to the Talmidim of Rebbe Mendel Hardaker, for those who are in the Nachim Nidkoim, to be the Menach. No, you're crying, du kluckst, as a felt a Rebbe dolemate beguf, der tzeel ha-maises is yater v'bechayei. No. So we should go to the bars. Dafen zang asisir b'nei mei, yater v'bechayei. In Tafshin Yud, when the Rebbe would speak about yater v'bechayei, did it diminish the avelus whatsoever? Of what happened on Yud Shvat, the Rebbe simultaneously in the same sicha was able to talk about Hu B'chayim and start crying. Dann kommen andere und sagen, Leiba Naches Nivashaya. So what do you want? So kommen da Erev Gimel Tamos, if Klagen. We just had such an inspiring conference, an uplifting conference. Wegen was darf man ruhen? Was gießt es aus sich die Wunden? Chaim. The Rebbe brings in many sichas miyusid on the chassidish parsha of this week that the reason why paraduma zeis chukas hatera because it represents klolos inin hatera of ratzui and shuv. Sreifas efer, sreifas apara ratzui, mayim chayim al keli shuv. Das is kol hatera kula. The Rebbe, in a letter in Tafshin Yud Aleph that was never published by the Rebbe, writes, Mizgabrim Hagaguim, Basher Kolo Kayetz, Avar Cheref, Vadayin Loi Nashonu. Aval mitzad sheni, hahergel eisa eshaloi, v'yesh makim lachshesh, asher yisyashin hadavar, ve'er v'chaim ha'iskashras, l'nisi'enu l'seiresav u'leheiresav, asher kulachad, yelech Haleich v'chaser. The gaguyim are great. Almost a full year or a year has elapsed since Yud Shvat Tafshin Yud v'adayin le'inashanu, and there is a true, genuine concern that we will become complacent. We will become used to this new situation, and therefore, v'chem ha'iskashrus yelech ha'lech v'chaser. This concern can be regardless the two realities that we spoke about before. The avelus, the yasmus, the void that we feel of a Rebbe begashmis be'enei basar, naturally is shayich to say that hahergol eisa esher. Is wonderful and dandy. And we're living now in a new zman. It's called Yatim B'chayeyu. A new mode. It's also shaykh to say that a hergel eisa eshalei, and this will cause that the air, the chaim, ha'iskashrus, yelech, holech, v'chaser. Notwithstanding that the Rebbe on the 13th Yud Shvat of Shin Yud Gimel spoke about the Diyur Kaloshim Mazarei Bachayim, that the Zerah keeps on growing, Adam Zerah Kav, and he receives a whole core. But we are people living here in this world, and the Hergel Eisa Eshalei, and therefore, who knows what's going to happen. What brings to mind is a pasuk in Chumash, Vayimoin lihisnachim. Zogt Rashi. Ein adam mekabel tanchumim al achai v'sover shemes. She'al hames nigzra gzeira she'yishtakech min alev. It is up to us. It is up to us how we're going to relate to this. If the Rebbe is going to live within you, if it's going to be chai, I suffer shehu meis, because you can't see him. But together with this, you're not going to accept this as the permanent situation. Then it will make sure that lei nishtakach min halev, it will not be forgotten. I lei banaches nivasheya. So this is what I want to address just for a moment. There are two approaches in Vayimayim Lehisnachim. One can be all consumed with self-pity. Lama osa havaye kocha adreit senyor nachanant lebe mirna afinstere cheshe kafalu mechup. It's not fear. It's not fear to us, it's not fear to our children. It makes it, where is the smile that encouraged us? Where is the hand that helped so many people? Was haben wir von dem? Who are you busy thinking about? Yourself. Your iskashus to the Rebbe is being consumed by yourself. I want to share with you a very personal, perhaps even a private answer that I received 18 years ago. And if I wouldn't have thought that it had a very relevant message, it really is not an answer for public. It was an answer to me. I was a bachur, a shliach in Teiras Emes, in Tammuz Tavshim Emtes, just about almost 18 years ago. My family back in America was going through a very difficult situation. And at that time, there were days that were high hopes. It was an emotional roller coaster of what was going to be with my family. And I wrote to the Rebbe a letter that I can't write some tat. A long letter detailing the situation and then going on. Rebbe, es ist schwer von mir. I'm only 19 years old. Why do I have to go through this? And this is the answer that the Rebbe wrote to me. Kesev al dvar matzev avi v'sabe shalita. V'tekef miyad. Mazbir mit agishmak. Hanisyenes shali. Kav to my name on the bottom of the letter. Va'asher lei underlined kasha lamed b'nisyenes. Hapan eskabalas kralotzi. The Rebbe taught me a lesson that helped me so many times in the last 18 years. Don't be consumed with Hanisyenes Sheli. Don't be consumed at Koshalami B'Nisyenes. That's where your geshmak is. I'll take care of you. Layaziv Esay Mariyasi, Apan Eskabal Askar Latzi. Because of our self-pity, but in will be, and therefore I'm going to make sure that it will not be nishtakech min alev. Therefore, I'm going to hold on to the klamke. And I'm going to do everything that it takes for a chassid to do. As is only zaynish takich min alav. Is damol tzizdas der pshat as hu bachay. The chassis. The maimer vat et atzav. The chassis. Of a yemayelis nachem helps you lemayer, helps you realize that the reality is that hu b'chay. And the Rebbe zogt in Tanya simach zach nigeres hakodesh kol hakarev karev el mishkin havaye b'chayov kedim lebracha. By Kinsa Shluchim a few years ago, I heard it, the Geshmak Epshat. I wrote it once. Shatnish Ibitzachaz. Slacheir Eshtatzach HaShayla. Because 13 years ago you were Karev, Karev, Al Mishkin Havaya, Yakedim Lebracha. Shindreitzin Yashpeta. What does it have to do? Nor der Pshat hat jende geteicht. Und ob sie kemese sein Avede, das ist ein worthwhile Pshat. Kol akorev, korev, al mishkin havaya, bechayov. If you have the ability to remain close bechayov in your chayim, you're going to remain close to mishkin havaya, kedem lebracha. And what is a bracha? First of all, bana chayim zayin revich v'chalom etzdarech v'kul revich. Aber mit daf haben seichel und mit daf wissen was mit daf beten for a bracha. 20 years ago, by Fabringen, Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, Tavshim Mem Zayin. I'll make a long story short. Reb Shimon Goldman had to tell Tamaisa because it had to do with the Gemilas Chasadim Shemir Shabbos. Had to tell Tamaisa there was a chassid from Nachum Chernobyl, and Nachum Chernobyl used to travel to his town, and he always had the chazaka to stay in this chassid's home. One day, the chassid receives a hira from the Nachum Chernobyl. No way! This time, unless you provide me with 2,000 rubu, I ain't staying in your home. Aber der Chassid hat nicht 2,000 rubu. Aber bless Breder, der Nachum Chernobyl said he can't stay. And Nachmer, he said, even when I'm there, you can't come to visit me. Reb Nachum Chernobyl came and he missed so many days as Eid Reb Shimon Goldman detailed. And then suddenly, Amoifes Geshen. The Poritz came to town with a whole entourage. And they stayed in many homes. Punkt, in this chassid's home, those who were in charge of the finances of JLI stayed in this chassid's home. Mitamo, the Poritz decided he had to run. He ran out of town. The Poritz ran out of town. Und der Oitzer ist geblieben. The Misharsim realized that the Oitzer was missing. They came back running into town looking for the Oitzer. They searched all the homes but the Chassid's home. No, the Chassid realized, as a Sheiniyush, you be the judge. So he opened up the box. And the first package is these 2,000 rubles. Get their life into Reb Nachum Chernobyl. Reb Nachum Chernobyl told them, let me explain. I saw in Hashemayim that you need to have a Shiras. Elamai, you never asked for it. So I orchestrated a reason that you should have to ask. And the Rebbe, after that story, hat geschmeichelt stark, and he said, there's one correction. The Mistam of the Meister Gewachsen Abord. It's impossible that Reb Nachum Chernobyl caused so much agony to this chassid. For so many days, he shouldn't want to see him. It would be enough if he missed one tefillah. He would immediately ask the Eibishter in order he should be able to see his Rebbe. Chaf Ches Nissen Tavshin and Aleph, the Rebbe said, Mishrait Ad Masai Avrasi B'pnei HaTzivui. If there was only one, they would ask Pemes. Vot Mashiach Shein Gekumen. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 13 Jahre am Ezeh Nishtum Rebbe. Wifel is the Shiyah? Eibas kol ha-kariv kariv, l'mishkin ha-vaye b'chayav, keinu ha-bracha, betin mir ha-bracha b'am Rebbe, mi betin ha-bracha b'ay dim Eibishtim, barcheinu avinu kolonu ke-echod, aviniske zenzach mit Rebbe, da l'mat in ha-guf, u l'mat in ha-sar-tvachim, v'hu yigaleinu, ad masai.